Conversation 2.
Today, I'm talking to the renowned botanist, Jane Forster.
Thank you for inviting me to join you on the show, Henry.
Recently, Jane, you've become quite a celebrity since the release of your latest documentary. Can you tell us a little about it?
Well, it follows my expedition to study the vegetation indigenous to the rainforest in equatorial areas of Southeast Asia.
You certainly get to travel to some very exotic locations.
It was far from glamorous, to be honest. The area we visited was accessible only by canoe, and the living conditions in the hut were primitive, to say the least. There was no electricity, and our water supply was a nearby stream.
How were the weather conditions while you were there?
The weather was not conducive to our work at all, since the humidity was almost unbearable. At midday, we stayed in the hut and did nothing. It was too humid to either work or sleep.
How long did your team spend in the jungle?
Originally, we planned to be there for a month, but in the end, we stayed for only 2 weeks.
Why did you cut the expedition short?
Halfway through the trip, we received news that a hurricane was approaching, and we had to evacuate at very short notice.
That sounds like a fascinating anecdote.
It was frightening. The fastest evacuation route was through river rapids. We had to navigate them carrying all of our equipment.
So overall, was the journey unsuccessful?
Absolutely not. We gathered a massive amount of data about the local plant life.
Why do you put up with such adverse conditions?
Botany is an obsession for me. Many of the destinations I visit have stunning scenery, and I get to meet a variety of people from all over the world.
So where will your next destination be?
I haven't decided yet.
Then we can leave it for another occasion. Thanks.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. What does the man want Jane Forster to talk about? Question 6. Why does the woman describe her experience as far from glamorous? Question 7. Why did the woman and those who went with her end their trip halfway? Question 8. What does the woman think of the journey?